Happy International Women's Day to everyone out there. This is Kelly Kiley, your host of For the Love of Women, a new podcast I'm trying out, starting on International Women's Day. I heard today on CBC that there was a rule that VJs or disc jockeys, I guess, couldn't play two women, female artists, in a row. So I guess this is kind of a response to that on International Women's Day. And just me trying out this new app, which seems pretty cool. So I thought I would do a playlist of some female artists or some songs by female artists that I like or love. And I'm going to talk to some other women that I respect and admire that are pretty cool who might like to share their playlist of songs by female artists that inspire them or move them or important to them in some way in future episodes. I guess news for the day is that it's International Women's Day, and as I posted on my Facebook page, hopefully we will no longer need this day to celebrate women and their work and accomplishments in the future, and that we'll have no need to highlight issues that make them feel unequal or unsafe. So here's to not having to have an International Women's Day in the future. I kicked off this episode with Sisters, Oh Sisters. It's a rather anthemic song by Yoko Ono and La Tigre. Yoko Ono is an amazing woman. She's controversial. She's a fierce warrior. She's fearless, as far as I can see. I'm sure that she's imperfect, as there is a lot of controversy that surrounds her. I don't think it would be easy to be a partner of someone as powerful and legendary as John Lennon, but certainly they seem to be equal and sharing some great values that still stand the test of time. And I love that she's a fighter and that she continues to attempt to illuminate the power of love and is a forerunner in personal expression. And La Tigre, they're a punk band. I know that I don't think they're performing anymore because the lead singer has Lyme disease, and she's also a pretty powerful woman. She is the wife, actually, or partner of the former, I'm forgetting their names now, girls. Also an amazing band. I'm going to have to stop and start this again. Okay, I'm back. So I guess I'm learning my first episode to make sure I have my notes handy in case I have a brain gap. La Tigre was fronted by Kathleen Hanna, who is the Beastie Boys. Adam Horowitz's wife. I can't believe I forgot the Beastie Boys or any of their names. Kathleen has suffered from Lyme disease for quite a while, and she's a kick-ass riot girl who continues her activism even though she's not been as prolific with performing because of her illness. And I think Adam Horowitz is really cool. I think he retracted some of his misogynist statements or lyrics, I guess, later in his career, which is pretty ballsy and vulnerable to do. And I'm sure that having such a powerful female in his life likely helped with him coming to that conclusion. And I also read that his father was recently charged with sexual misconduct. Apparently he's a famous playwright. I think his name is Israel Horowitz, and 6 or 7 women, I believe, came forward to say that he had sexually assaulted them or been sexually inappropriate with them, including his son Adam's former girlfriend. And Adam has said that he supports the women and believes them. So I thought that's pretty cool. Anyway, Sisters Oh Sisters kicked it off, and I think the next song that we're gonna listen to is by Hole, Doll Parts, and I'll be back in a few minutes to talk about Hole and another powerful, complicated woman. And yeah, keep on listening to these kick-ass women, for some of them who may be questionable in some ways, but all of whom are fearless in expressing their creativity through singing. Be back shortly, thanks. That was Courtney Love and Hole with Doll Parts, and I still think that song stands out as a kind of song that almost every girl can relate to. It came out in 1994. She was with Kurt Cobain. Courtney Love has had quite a crazy life. Before that, I think she was given LSD at the age of 2 by her dad, who was, I think, road manager for the Grateful. No, was it Grateful Dead? I believe so. And her mother was a novelist, and she just had this kind of crazy upbringing, including a trust fund from her godparents, and became an erotic dancer and a stripper several times in her life before she wound up on the music scene. And actually, I think she's just recently resurfaced again as having called out Harvey Weinstein in 2005. She issued a warning to girls not to go to his parties and said that she was banned from some creative agency because she said bad things about him. So she's quite controversial. There are some claims that suggest that she actually was responsible for murdering Kurt Cobain, and I watched some of the documentaries, and I have to say that I did find some of the questions that were raised worth considering. And anyway, who knows what kinds of things Courtney Love has gotten up to, but she has a powerful voice. I know that she's had a hard time keeping it together off and on over the years, but I think Doll Parts and everything from that album really speaks to my generation anyway, and I think that I'm sure that there's a lot of young girls who could relate to Doll Parts, which I think really speaks to our insecurities and vulnerabilities around our bodies and expectations by society and men. So yeah, that's Hole, and this is a fun one coming up that I'll share a little story about after you hear it. That was Gloria Gaynor with the really popular and famous song that everyone knows, I Will Survive, written in, or performed in 1978. It was actually not written by Gaynor, but by two men, I believe. And, you know, it just an anthem that everybody loves. I have a funny story about this song. It will always remind me of this girl that I met in Thailand. Her name was Poon, and she drove a motorcycle and liked to drink beer, and she was like, wanted to be different than all the other Thai girls that she knew in her community. And she really liked to hang out with me, and she always wanted to go out for a beer. And then one day she asked me to go back to her house. She had a song that she wanted me to listen to, that she really loved, and she wanted to know the lyrics, what the lyrics meant. And we went back to her house, and of course she turns on I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, and I was like, oh gosh, yes, you would totally get this song, even though you don't understand the lyrics, and you'll totally love it. And I tried to explain it to her, and it just sort of struck me that music can transcend language and boundaries, and, you know, we can hear it and understand it even if we can't understand the lyrics, which is pretty powerful. I had another dear friend from Italy who learned English through Joni Mitchell songs, and if you knew my friend, you would see how Joni Mitchell speaks for her. And even though she didn't understand any of the words, they were totally speaking the same language in terms of their values and the type of people that they were. So I love I Will Survive even more because of Poon, who did not want to be like a butterfly girl. She wanted to be a badass girl and a strong woman, and she was kind of rejecting her culture. So that's my fun Gloria Gaynor song outside of all the other fun times that you know, have happened while that song has been playing, dancing with my girlfriends, or you know, just empowering myself in some way. So the next song, I believe, is by Madonna. Of course, I had to include Madonna, and I'll be back in a few minutes to talk about that song and Madonna. Well, I'm an unabashed Madonna fan, and I just adore her even to right now. I watched her the other day on Kelly Ripa doing some crazy game and talking to Ellen about dating younger men, which I sent to a younger man that I am dating. So, yay Madonna. And I can't believe it, but at the Women's March last year in Washington, after a harrowing experience of almost dying, I remember hearing that Madonna was at the Women's March. I had no idea. I've never seen Madonna, but I would love to see her in concert. And someone said that she'd already performed, but I was turning a corner in the middle of this like ginormous crowd, and who do I see on stage but Madonna? So I actually got to see Madonna perform at the Women's March last year in Washington, and it was completely unexpected, and it was completely perfect. This song is called Express Yourself, so I just thought that was perfect for the theme of International Women's Day and female expression through music. But I wanted to say something else about Madonna and how much of an influence she had on me as a child or a young girl. I just adored Papa Don't Preach and Like a Virgin and all her music. It was just, it spoke to me. And it's funny because a couple of years ago, a woman that I really like said that she thinks that Madonna's lyrics was probably responsible for a whole bunch of teenage pregnancies. And it was funny because I thought, well, that's kind of crazy. I don't think she'd have that impact, until I realized actually I was one of those girls. So for better or for worse, Madonna's lyrics and work really impacted me. But really, I can only say it was in a positive way, because she speaks truth to power. She speaks up for women. She's been a risk taker. She, you know, despite seemingly huge insecurity, she continues to push herself and propel herself forward. And I just think she's one of the most amazing women musicians in the world. And not just women and men. She's just a force. And yeah, so of course I had to include Madonna. And I will be back in a little while to talk about the next song. I love Cat Power, and I used to go through phases of listening to her nonstop while doing dishes. Usually in the fall, I get pretty introspective, and I like to enjoy her music and while I'm cooking or doing the dishes. And I thought I'd include the greatest. Just a few words about Cat Power. She's battled depression and alcoholism, and, you know, still seems to be always walking that fine line between, you know, accomplishing huge things and being really successful artist who doesn't like to perform. Like a lot of artists, or female artists I've heard, have some performance anxiety. And just being really emotionally, you know, unstable, or having some mental health issues that plague her.
And I think that's part of what makes her music so special in a way, is that vulnerability and that connection to raw emotion. But this song is called The Greatest, and I really love this song. It's about just trying, or wanting at certain points, believing that you're invincible, or wanting to be invincible, or putting up that wall, and you know, forcing yourself to do things, and then you realize like the cost of that, and that you don't have to be the greatest, you can just be yourself, or there's no such thing as the greatest. Anyway, I just thought that was really and a beautiful song of hers, but more importantly, it was important for me to include today just because I saw an article yesterday about women and how they work 98 hours a week instead of like 40 or 50, because if they're at work and they're taking care of kids, the hours that they put into parenting and running the family and cooking and cleaning and delegating equals 98 hours per week. And this was for working women. It didn't really factor in single women, of which I am one, single parents, I mean. And I just think the next wave of what's going to happen after the Me Too movement and the women's movement that's occurring is paying attention more to women's work and the amount of work that women have to do, and trying to figure out a more sensible way of managing that, because it's not sustainable, and women are suffering, they're getting chronic diseases, they're having mental health issues, and women need to stay healthy so that they can do that most important work that they do of raising children and you know, taking care of and creating families. And I'm not saying that men don't play a role in that or shouldn't, I'm just saying that women still do that work, and it can't be overlooked or dismissed, and it needs to be acknowledged and maybe shared or supported in ways that our society doesn't. I think in the United States, women are sent back to work at the when the babies are 6 weeks old, and I always thought that that must be part of the problem there with some of the violence and some of the issues that they have, because you can't say that you're a society that values family when you take a baby and their mother apart to send them to work to make money. So really the value is not family, it's about money and economy. And I think that women just have this tremendous pressure to go and earn money, and also to be the perfect mother, be the perfect homemaker. And I think that we're going to turn a corner now where we kind of reevaluate that. And we don't need to be the greatest in quotation marks, and just to live a great life and be happy, I think, is what really being the greatest is all about. Anyway, that's my spiel, and here's Cat Power. Okay, so I didn't really plan on doing this today, and as I said, this is my first time ever doing a podcast, so I'm learning as I go. I'm also running out of time, and I want to get this finished today, so I'm going to put two songs up without much commentary. One, because I don't really know much about the second song. It's called Tumbuktu, I believe, by Ina Moja. I just came across the song in the last couple of days, and I think it's quite anthemic and powerful for this moment, so I'm sharing that with you. It's not in English, so you'd have to look it up to see or learn the words, the lyrics, but she seems extremely talented, and I just thought it was a very powerful song. And then right up next is Cannonball by The Breeders. And I'm just putting that on here just because I'm thinking that my friend will probably listen to this because she likes music and we've danced a lot, and this is one of our favorite songs, and it's called The Breeders. It's by The Breeders, which is just an awesome band and an awesome name, and it's about unabashed, I think, female creativity and expression, and we danced a lot to this song. So enjoy these next two, and I will be back after that. And yes, I'm rushing through and realizing I want to put a whole bunch more songs and artists on here, and that I'm actually having a great time doing this, but that I can't do it for any longer. So here is another whole song. I don't know why I really wanted to put another whole song on. I just feel that it's International Women's Day, and there's been a lot of shit going down in the last year with Me Too and everything, and I think Hole and Courtney Love really speaks to this rage and anger and, you know, speaking out, or even at this time she's speaking out but kind of still repressed or powerless, and I just love her voice. It spoke to me back then. It still speaks to me. And here is Violet. Okay, so that wraps up this first ever podcast that I've ever done. And I just, like I said, did it on a whim today. Tried out this new app. Had a lot of fun, actually. Have a whole list of music that I'd like to also cover, perhaps in a subsequent episode. And I'm inspired to talk to some other women about female artists that have inspired them. So lots to think about, but no promises. I'm going to wrap it up now with two songs. One is by Alicia Cara, who I'm almost embarrassed to say that I'm a fan of. I don't really listen to a lot of like contemporary pop music, but I really loved her song Scars to Your Beautiful and this one, which is called Wild Things. And I remember going on the bus to Washington, the Women's March, and the night before getting ready, and then on the bus itself heading to Washington, I didn't know that I was going to have this really weird, almost near-death experience at that time, but that whole trip was just so incredible, and I feel that we're seeing the results of that now. It's going to keep coming. It's just the beginning, a little ripple of waves that are going to come. But listening to, or in my mind, I wasn't even listening to it because I'm not really great with actually collecting music. So I don't even have Spotify or Apple Music or Google Music or playlists or anything. But I was singing in my head this song, Wild Things, and it was just so exciting for me to be going on this bus, thanks to Tracy and Savoy and all these other women on the theater bus that were on the bus with me. And I was actually going to be reporting for Al Jazeera. I had already done a report actually for them and covering it for Now Magazine, and I had this wonderful woman that I've become extremely close with, the head of Newcomer Kitchen and the subject of a documentary that I'm doing, with me. And I just saw us wild women, us wild things, going to protest and saying, no way, this is not the world that we want to live in, and we're going to do something to change it. And we started with that action, and there's more and more coming, and you can see it happening with Me Too and all these new movements that are going to just keep coming. Like yesterday I learned that a woman has purchased the Weinstein company. That I don't know if it was one woman or a group of women, but I mean, this is just powerful stuff, because it's about our voices, our narratives, our stories, our truth being told, and it's just really exciting. And this song really highlights that for me. And then the last song that I'll probably wrap up any future episodes with is Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, because hey, that's what it's all about, and it's the truth. We just want to have fun. We don't really want to be harassed or stalked or objectified or sexualized or have these enormous crazy burdens put upon ourselves. Sometimes we just want to have fun, and it's kind of hard for girls to have fun. Actually, it's hard to find friendships that are not complicated with all these expectations that are thrust upon us, and when you do get them, you treasure them. And so girls just want to have fun, going out to all the ladies out there, wishing you lots of fun in the year to come, up until next International Women's Day, and sending it off with some good vibes. And Cyndi Lauper, of course, she's was such a star back in the day, and it's so good to see her with her kinky boots and making a new comeback and still being crazy and awesome. So happy International Women's Day. Thanks for listening, and I may or may not see you again. Bye.